Welcome to Parenting Matters Now, a source of parenting advice a few minutes at a time.
What happens when mistakes you make cause trouble for others? I want to show you a situation where I just came upon as taking a walk, and it made me think of this principle that oftentimes we make mistakes and it affects those around us, and that we as parents sometimes have to help our children repair mistakes and train them to think ahead of time. So I was walking along, and just ahead of me that there's trash everywhere, and I am at a place where there are a lot of vacation homes, and someone apparently had taken the trash out. And you may notice upon the houses these birds, big birds saw that trash, and they said, lunch. And so what it has done is it's created a mess for someone to clean up. And the people who put this out may not even be aware of it, just like your children sometimes say or do things that they do not realize the impact that it's having on someone else. And sometimes it's us that has to repair the damage. And sometimes, totally without our knowing, there is a wound or an injury that someone else is repairing, a broken window, a tire that was punctured by a bicycle that got backed over, any number of things happen, and you probably have a list of things that have happened at the hands of your children or at your own hands. Us teaching children the responsible actions that follow up whenever we have made a mistake and it has hurt someone else, and we didn't intend to hurt someone else, but nonetheless, there is a damage. There is a situation that needs to be fixed, so to speak. I encourage you to not do all the fixing yourself, but to point out to your children the mistake that was made, not in a condemning sort of way, but in an understanding sort of way, and say, here are some things that you can do to make that right, or help them to create their own solutions. I once told a story of a friend who had a preteen son that thought it would be a great idea, he and his buddies, to roll the baseball field, the community ball field, with toilet paper, and they made a tremendous mess. And so the father took the son on a Saturday morning when everyone else was doing things of pleasure, and he said, hey, let's go down to the ball field. He sat there in the dugout while the son was out there cleaning up the mess that he and his buddies had made. And, you know, and it was a way of teaching the lesson without using anger, without using isolation. There are ways that we can teach our children responsibility when they have actually caused trouble for someone else. So look for opportunities to take advantage of those mistakes that are made either by you or by your children. Maybe your whole family made a mistake, and you as a family can repair it. It's an attitude of responsibility. This is Dr. Roger Smith with Parenting Matters Now.
If you find the advice here helpful, I encourage you to get my book, Parenting with Influence, by visiting rogersmithmd.com. Subscribe to Parenting Matters Now for more advice, or go to rogersmithmd.com to search for more topics. See you next time.